This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've got Disney tickets. It keeps on rolling. If you want to go, just listen for the code word starting, well, a little less than an hour from now, 7:05 through 6:05 this evening, every hour on the fives. We have code words that you text to 20357. You're in the running for some kick-ass Disney resort tickets and a grand prize. Keep it here on Alice all day, all week. People love the Disney stuff. So good. Who doesn't want to go to Disney? It's funny. Just you talking about it the other day, I was like, makes me, it actually, I don't wish for grandchildren. I would never, you know, put that on anybody, but of course I do.
Secretly. On anybody. There's only two people, I two know. Anybody's. I could possibly do that for you.
Right. Exactly. I mean, adoption is an option. I will love whatever kid you have. That'd be fantastic. So I don't want to like put any pressure on anybody, but man, am I going to be the grandma that takes you to Disneyland? Because, there was nothing like taking your kids to Disneyland. Like it's just to see them overjoyed and then having a total meltdown from sugar shock. So great. I went with my parents one time to Disneyland and we met them there and we had our kids and they're little.
Oh, as you're grown up. Okay, go on.
No, this is like when my kids were little. So we flew down and they met us there and my kid was having a great day. It's amazing. It's so fun. We're having just a ball and he's on and off the roller coaster over and over. And I think it was like maybe seven. And he goes to my mom. Can I have that giant lollipop? And you know, the ones they're I don't know,
rainbow.
6-inch. Yeah, yes. Rainbow twist. The thing.
You don't love them.
Oh, I do.
You don't.
I do.
You actually.
What part of that can you possibly love?
I like lollipops. Sugar. I keep lollipops in my car for when I'm driving.
But the giant ones, it's almost the size of your
face. It lasts forever. I mean, you can like.
Yeah, so what do you write?
You have to put it down somewhere and then come back to it after it's been collecting lint.
No, you put it in some saran wrap and then...
That's what you do. When is the last time you... I'm not trying to call you a liar. I'm just saying that you are committed to candy, my brother.
I'm very committed to candy. I'm getting off. I just bought a bunch of sugar-free candy to stop with the candy. I would say the last time I had one was probably 3 years ago, the last time we went to Disney, I got one. But I get the little ones, the little, you know, ones that are the same kind of thing.
Okay.
All sugar.
You like the Tootsie Pops?
All the time.
I love Tootsie Pops.
And Blow Pops. Blow Pops are my favorite. That's what I
don't love Blow Pops. I'll take it. You can have my Blow Pop. I'll take your Tootsie Pop. Anyway, So there we are. We're having a just magical day, of course,
and
at
Ellie
the Magic Kingdom.
Gets a lollipop, so
my,
big one.
So my kid is telling my guide, said, no, no, you can't have that. I'm sorry. You just, that's no good. And my mom buys it for him. I said, don't do it. If you do it, he's going to have a meltdown. And what happened? He had a total meltdown. Like 20 minutes, he's licking the thing, he's biting the thing, he's eating it. And then he just loses his mind. He's exhausted from being at Disneyland all day. He starts crying. And my mom looks at me like, you've got to get a hold of that kid.
Oh, here's your child.
I told you it was like the perfect day until you handed him the giant. You know what I'm talking about too, Mom. Good morning, Ellie.
Hello.
Okay, so I did the Disneyland thing and then some. I'm just trying to warn you about those things. If you were ever thinking about buying your kid one, don't. Get him something small. I used to love What's Happening. It was a show on TV in the 70s.
Oh.
And
the TV show What's Happening.
The TV show What's Happening.
I used to love What's Happening, and I went, wait, what?
What's Happening? 2 exclamation points. Raj was the older brother, and Dee was the younger sister, and she'd be like, oh, I'm going to tell Mama. And then there was the mom, and there was Dwayne, and Rerun, and there was just like the gang of kids. Super great. Like, I loved that show. Rest in peace to Dee. Danielle Spencer has passed away. She was 60 years old. So they call her here Raj's sassy younger sister on the 1970s sitcom. She looks like she died Monday at the age of 60 after a long battle with cancer. Ugh. She stopped didn't totally stop acting because she does have a few credits after that, but she wound up going to UC Davis and became a veterinarian.
Wow.
I know. In fact, she like played a veterinarian on a couple of shows as I was reading through this. She actually played one. Do you remember the film As Good As It Gets?
Oh, yeah.
She plays
that's Jack Nicholson, right?
And that other guy that was like...
Greg Kinnear.
Yes, Kinnear. Remember he was in everything for a minute.
He hit hard right off of... Was it The Daily Show?
No, was it Talk Soup?
It was Talk
Greg
Soup.
Greg Kinnear was on Talk Soup? Oh, fine.
I think he was the first guy.
And
then segued into acting from, and you know, that's the same thing with Carell. Wasn't Carell like
Steve Carell? Yeah, he was a comedian and he was a bit player on The Daily Show.
That's what I was gonna say. He's like, did little, and then he all of a sudden you go, wait, he's
a
real
major movie star.
Yeah, he's a like, he can act. Okay, so these are people who kind of had things.
He's great in The Morning Show, like his character in The Morning Show.
Yeah, he is.
Ooh. Anyway, so she was in As Good As It Gets, she played a vet.
Right.
And she was a vet. So I just wanted to mention that because I know that not everyone is going to know. Did you ever watch any of those shows in the 70s? There was like a bunch of black-based television shows that were freaking incredible. Like everything from Sanford and Son and the Jeffersons. Who's the Dynamite guy? What's the name of that show? Good Times.
Good Times.
They were just great. Like, I loved the show What's Happening. Rest in peace, Danielle Spencer, 60 years old, passed from cancer.
Remember when they got busted for scalping at the Doobie Brothers concert?
No.
Oh, that's kind of a famous episode, yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the characters and stuff. I know, but I haven't seen those shows.
I even watched What's Happening Now when that came out, and she was on that, too.
Oh, my God, that's right. They did, like, a reboot. I didn't know she was on it. Was it the whole original cast?
Yeah, most of it, yeah.
Oh, funny.
Well,
I think Mama was
What
on
else
it.
Were they doing?
Yeah. Okay, so now I want to just quickly, Bob and I are watching Big Brother. This past week is the, like, I guess the Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, tonight, there'll be a new episode and sort of a new round. Any thoughts? I feel like the secret powers have been keeping things pretty interesting.
Yeah, I feel like they were a good twist. I think that Mickey, who just had her HOH,
that she stole from Riley.
I felt so bad for Riley.
Well, he is such a sad sack. There's this cowboy dude, right? He's like, and he's a very odd-looking person.
Riley is.
This guy Riley. He's
country.
Oh, big time. Like, he is a cowboy. Like, he always has a cowboy hat on. Even his shirts are, like, sort of cowboyish. You don't see him in, like, sweatpants and a T-shirt. You see him, he's wearing, like, you know, one of those. It's like a blue shirt with some piping and little. Or maybe I'm just imagining that because he's such a cowboy. But he is.
I like it. People committed to their thing. That's our Jane. She
oh yeah
always wears black.
This is my identity.
Right.
So he's an interesting character. Like, one of the hottest girls on the show is fully into him.
Catherine, I know.
I'm like, why?
There is a lot of single guys and a lot of single girls. So they were talking that there was going to be showmances from day one. Like, all the guys were like, ooh, who am I going to be able to have a showmance with?
Right.
And this was not a couple I was expecting. And they both have been very quiet game-wise for the first few weeks. And
is that because they're both a couple of dummies? Could that be it?
I don't know.
You know what's funny? There are some hot chicks on there. First of all, that chick Morgan.
Yeah.
She is smoking. Like, I love her. I think she's... And then there's another girl. She looks like the ultimate influencer. Like, to me, that's what every girl looks like on...
Lauren.
Yes,
for sure. She's gorgeous.
So, they never have any commentary. She's not even playing the game. Like, no. The only time you really ever saw her on the show was when she won HOH. So, she wins it. It's this thing. It's a true or false thing. She wins it. And then she... It just disappears. She's gorgeous. I'm like, put her on camera. What are you doing? Apparently, nothing to contribute to the game unless she's actually in a position of power.
Yeah. And she just kind of went along with what the house wanted when she had her HOH, which I don't blame her for. Right. But that's why I was really impressed when Mickey was HOH and took a move on Jimmy.
Yes.
Like, I think that was a great move. He was going to be a troublemaker.
What he was. So this guy, Jimmy, really seems like a very nice guy. Catty. Styly. First of all,
Styly?
He's trying to get, you know how there's Big Brother quotes that people will say
in pop culture?
He's trying to make himself have one of those quotes.
You see that a lot on Survivor now where people are trying to make, you know,
make their mark.
They try to make, you know, what is that, fetch happen.
Yeah, like, you're not going to make fetch happen.
You know what I mean? Like, they are
fetch
clearly
has been resisting forever.
Going for that, like, the moment. And they do it in the tribals as well, where there's like, it's clear they're hoping that this is the speech that makes
this is the thing that goes viral.
Right
Yeah, he and Rachel, what's her last name,
Rachel Riley
is she's played a bunch of times, so she's like the known character that they brought back in there, and he and she were very close. Like, she came in with like a trunk full of just very weird outfits.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I wish I could be as unself-conscious as some people appear to be. Like, I could never look at myself in an outfit that she put on and went, yep, that's the one. I'd be like, what's happening with my back here? Like, what's going on? Like, she's like a fashion train wreck. And this Jimmy dude tries to tell her that this one shirt that she's got is horrible. And it is. She's like, that's vintage.
Okay, I noticed that he was wearing
the
shirt.
He was wearing it later.
That was so cute.
It was cute. Anyway, he was
doing so hot.
She
keeps publicly picking allies and then they get sent home.
Yeah.
And she's struggling.
It's strange to me that they haven't nominated Rachel, because Rachel is, I think that people are afraid to take a shot at her because she's so mouthy and she'll get in a fight with anybody.
Yeah.
Like, she's been in a fight with everyone. All right, we're almost out of time. I am pulling for Keanu. I feel like he's a nice guy. He keeps getting put up on the block. He's like a big, what do you think? Like a Samoan dude,
yes,
maybe?
Yes.
I just love him. I just have a good feeling from him. Who are you picking?
I don't know if I trust him.
He's made some mistakes.
I like Vinny all
you
day.
You like Vinny.
I do.
You know, John says...
We all love Vinny.
John says Vinny is Vinny.
What?
Yep. The guy's, he's got hair. A bunch of hair. But I mean, he doesn't shave his head.
Taking a shot.
But he's... No, I wasn't. I really wasn't trying to take a shot. But he has kind of your face a little bit.
Okay.
And then he's got a little mustache that he clearly like waxes the ends of and stuff.
He's got a handlebar mustache.
Not quite. But it's a big, thick mustache.
If it was any more mustache, it would be ridiculous.
Do you see the Vinny to Vinny comparison?
No, I don't.
Well, when you watch the show, that's going to happen. Well, I guess we'll watch it tomorrow.
I'm excited to see what Ava does. I love her. She's such a freak in the best way.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't love Ava. I feel like Ava's a dingbat.
I know. I'm looking at pictures of him. I don't see it.
Yeah, John's like, that guy, there he is. He's like, He just reminds me of Vinny.
I just pulled up.
Is it because of his name?
I have no idea other than his name.
He doesn't even spell it the same way.
Vince Panaro. Well, the Vinny is it's a nickname, and you could go anyway. It says he's from the West Hills, California. Occupation? Unemployed.
Yeah, he's unemployed. Looks like a Actually, guy. Rachel Riley said that. She's like, what are you going to do? You're going to go with an unemployed 30-year-old over me? I've played this game a bunch of times. I'm like, is that a career?
I don't know. I started to see cracks in Vinny this week. I don't know that someone's up who he's not aligned with.
What is he doing with the crocodile tears?
I don't know
tears?
What he's doing, but... Before.
Vinny, he's like you, Vinny. He cries all the time.
Does he have kids?
No. He's 30, unemployed, lives in his mom's basement.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, that didn't happen to me until I had kids.
Yeah,
I mean that, too. I'm not kidding. I did not have this, like, access to tears until a baby came from our womb.
Oh. Your shared womb.
There's got to be something to it because totally changed the way I see cartoons now. I just start crying.
It's so beautiful. All right. Anyway, there you go. A little bit of Big Brother talk. I'm really psyched that you're watching it with me because a lot of times I would be like strong arming, be like, please watch it. And I could tell he didn't want to. And
by the way, the other day I talked about this, how I walked in at the end of a cartoon that was on,
yes.
And I start watching it and then I start crying. And then my kid comes around me and she's like looking up at me like, yeah, you're crying.
Yeah.
It was
just
Luca.
Just checking.
It's the end of Luca
you
gets
love
me every.
Luca.
Well, there it is. The that friendship and the
acceptance.
And the acceptance and the whole you go do great at school, I'll be here. And all the things that you're going to adventure, remember what we did together that made you brave enough to go try how do you not cry for that? Mm. What are you dead inside?
Oh, I cried at Luca.
Turns out
I cry at all stuff.
I have two dead inside children. They do not cry.
They'll come to life at some point. It's true. My kids, that move, I've had that pulled on me. Like when I was, oh my God, when I saw Finding Dory, it was in the theater. And I wasn't even really, I was like, yeah, this is okay. It's pretty good. And then the last like 10 minutes of that movie, I am ugly crying so hard. Like my one kid sort of rubbing my arm like, oh, mom, oh. And the other kid's like, But they found them. But she found them, though. Like, why are you bawling your eyes out? Mm. Okay, the end. What's coming up in the news?
Are you afraid of long words? There's a name for that.
Oh.
And it's a long word.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Bob is very busy putting all that stuff together. And there's also links to all our personal profiles at the Alice 97.3 Instagram.
What's up, everybody? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast.
And I love those guys.
Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check out our Full Show Podcast on the free Odyssey app, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There we are.
Hi.
Hello.
We're a podcast.
Mm-hmm. It was wet down there this morning as I drove in.
Yeah, it was a little wet for me down there.
Morning clouds. That's what she said. Nothing. What did he say?
That's what she said.
Oh. Sun later. Upper 70s or just hitting that 80. We're coming down. From our whatever that was. I don't think that was a heat wave. It was warm.
It was. It was nice, actually. It felt summery.
But anyway, we're coming down.
And no heat wave on the horizon.
Not that I'm seeing at the moment.
Were you saying your kids are back at school already?
No, they're not. They go next week. Okay. But a lot of kids have started going back, and a lot of teachers, obviously, as well. So I try to mention that because I know those are big moments in I remember, and I'm watching it now through my kids, that feeling of like, well, I got new shoes, and I'm being told I cannot wear them till the first day of school. So there's that twitch, like, but they're
having your first day, your
and
outfit
I'm
laid out.
I'm going through that now with my kids, saying you're gonna stain it before you ever go to school in that shirt, that what you know, you name it.
Right.
Yeah, but I won't. And
do you make your kids clothes change out of their clothes when they get home?
Like no.
Work clothes, play clothes?
No. I don't.
My mom was like, get those clothes off.
I don't think they do that the same.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Well, and also California was when I first met you, I couldn't believe you wore shorts to school every day. I'm like, what?
Every day.
That's incredible.
I didn't even have pants for some years of my life.
So funny.
Because why would I? And I don't know what that is about kids with the whole, I'm not cold, knock it off. But that's one of those things too that I see my daughter doing now where she'll say, I don't need a jacket. Why are you? It's summer and I don't need a jacket.
But it's going to be nighttime soon when it gets chilly out. Now, you know that.
Yeah, it's all that on repeat. It's funny. You find yourself going, oh my God, I'm saying the stuff that my mom, oh boy.
I'm going to give them a jacket and they're going
to
leave it.
Anyway,
somewhere.
Welcome back to school, kids and teachers. And if you haven't gone back yet, enjoy today because it's tick, tick. Any minute now, you're back in school.
Yep. Have a great year.
Yeah. Okay, here's what's happening. We're going to start with a fast fact.
Fast fact. I love fast facts.
I got
a
few
that.
Of them, actually. Fast. The expression, my bad. Yeah. Oops, my bad.
Yep.
The expression, my bad, became popular because the former NBA star Manute Bol, who didn't quite have a full grasp of English, would always say my bad instead of my fault when something went wrong.
Oh.
And it caught and spread from Manute Bol.
Thank you, Manute Bol.
A guy who didn't quite have English mastered.
Changed the English language.
Changed it all.
My bad.
I like my bad too. I think that's...
It's just, you know, it's a fun way of saying, oops, I effed up.
Sliced bread is less than 100 years old.
Is that so?
It was first sold 97 years ago in Missouri.
Oh. Greatest invention since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always love to tell people that Betty White was literally older than sliced bread.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
Yeah, that's a fast fact right there. I wish I didn't know. I would have presented it that way.
We should play a game today. Let's do a game. Is it older than sliced bread or not? We were looking for a game earlier.
I got it.
Yeah.
Was that why you were all gamey?
Yeah, I was trying to get the game together, and just there weren't enough birthdays and stuff, or not enough good ones, I should say.
Sorry, this is the thing I teased you with. The fear of long words is called.
Yes.
Hippopoto monstrosus quipedalophobia. Hippopoto monstrosus quipedalophobia.
Now. Oh my God. Hippopotamostrosis whippophobia.
Okay, stop, guy. Thanks for the help, though. The fear of long words is called hippopotamostrosiquitophilophobia.
No wonder we're so afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's a stupid word.
It is.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I looked at it and went, I don't even want to try that.
It really defeats the purpose of having a word.
I'll tell you what it is.
That's for people who are afraid of long words.
There's your password.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you
that's
can spell
one, yeah.
it and remember how to spell it, that's the kind of thing that whenever you've got to come up with a new thing, you go, oh, geez.
Yeah. You
know.
Yes.
Here's another thing I got to remember. Right. Well, if you can remember
say it. Hippopoto monstrosus quipedalophobia.
Never mind. You'll never remember how to spell that.
How many GD letters are in there?
There's a lot. There's like a full alphabet of letters. There's a whole thing.
I'm like, we're going to just use them all. We're really going to bum out the people who hate long words.
I'm not one of the people. You know when someone says something and everyone around goes, oh, I remember that. Mm. I did that. I never did this.
Okay.
I'm aware of it, but those in the mail AOL CDs that people used to get, and that was your connection to.
Yeah, they'd be like, there'd be free hours that you could, you know, that you'd get.
America Online is how a lot of people first accessed the internet in the 90s. They were these CDs that would be sent out.
Play the dial-up sound. Let's have that on call.
AOL has just announced their dial-up internet services shutting down.
Wait, that didn't happen 25 years ago?
No.
That's funny. You remember when you'd be on your dial-up and it was spotty at best? Like, remember how long it took to download a picture? This is it connecting.
No, I never
protocols
did that.
Protocols being established.
I can imagine, though.
Yeah. And then someone would call you.
And knock you off.
And you'd be like, oh.
What?
I was one quarter of the way through downloading this one picture. I mean, the internet has gotten so, like, who among us isn't like, load already? And then it loads 1 second later and you're like, God, finally.
Well, we know this and yet we don't pay attention. But where we've gone from the 90s technology-wide, it's just almost a straight line up.
Yes.
As things have improved dramatically. In fact, there's times occasionally I should say this way. Start saving your money. Apple's about to do their, here's all our new products. They do that every September. And then everybody goes, oh my God, I got to have the new thing. We've gotten to the point now where if they don't have some leap or bound forward, we're like, those guys.
Who cares? I'll keep the one I got.
What is this? Right.
I know.
We've come a long way, though, people. A long way.
My dad, it must have been maybe the late 80s, he got a car phone, and it was like installed in his car, and he wouldn't use it.
Did your dad used to have a side piece or three?
I mean, doesn't it stand to reason? He had a phone in his car what? That no one was allowed to use. He had one of those. Your dad would have appreciated
this. It's
such
a player move. Like, why did he need a car?
Well, you know why? Because he's a car guy, too.
Oh.
Not the way your dad was, but he had one of those limited edition Hearst Oldsmobiles, the black ones with the certain, they had like certain, I don't know. Like
the Hearst Shifter?
The Hearst Oldsmobile something. I can't remember exactly what it was called, but that car was his pride and joy. It was always out there waxing and everything. And so when you could get a phone installed in your car, he was like the first guy in line. And then we called him the first night he's driving home from work, or he called us maybe. He called us and we're all like, oh my God, this is amazing. We're talking to our dad and he's driving. And then he literally never let anyone call. I think that the phone call probably cost $10.
Yeah,
and he was like,
price.
Well, no one's ever using that again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The end.
I don't know how many people are still like, I love my car, but I don't go out and wash or wax it myself.
No, I take it to the drive-thru.
And I don't know how many times you still see that in your neighborhood. There's one person. He lives directly across the street from me.
Oh.
He washes everyone in the family's cars all the time.
I wonder if some people just really love washing cars.
I would guess not only does he like everything to be clean and neat and might be one of those people. Like,
does he get out there and vacuum it?
He does
everything,
all the stuff.
His
wife, his kids, he does everyone's cars.
All the
stuff. And every time I see it, I think that's his love language. That's the way he says, you know what I mean? It's got to be.
You're going to get in the style and ride. Does he have really nice cars too?
Fairly nice.
Yeah.
I mean, normal nice, not.
It's not like a Maserati in the driveway.
No, but I mean, he's got a badass Beamer. I don't know which one it is, but you know, one of those where you're like, oh, it's so low.
Oh.
What can you do in that thing besides speed from one stoplight to the next?
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe he can do all kinds of cool stuff, right. But I wouldn't.
German engineering. Mm.
Back to our story. AOL announced their dial-up internet service is shutting down. Could still be using it up until just recently.
I just don't understand how it was still around. But I suppose if you live in the middle of nowhere, that would actually be a solid wired connection to the internet. So screw you if you live off the grid.
It's how a lot of Americans first accessed the internet in the 90s. Back then, it was called America Online. They shortened it to AOL in 06.
You've got mail.
It worked through your telephone line, and you would hear a loud screeching sound when you logged on. That.
Sending protocols.
The drawback, of course, was that you had to log off if your parents wanted to use the phone, or if someone called you, it logged you off for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Everyone used to get America Online CDs in the mail offering free trial memberships. The first 100 hours were free, and then you had to pay. And they are now shutting that down. Doesn't mean dial-up is totally dead. If you enjoy waiting 15 minutes for websites to load, Microsoft, NetZero, and a few other companies still offer dial-up.
Oh, but AOL's done.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me think, like, what will the next 40 years bring? Like, it feels like you said, we shot straight up and then we sort of plateaued. Like, we have a lot of really cool gadgets. And there's always, you know, some smart guy out there going, you know what we should do? You know what we should need?
Well,
you know what we need?
I would say that, like, Apple as an example. Now our jumps are incremental. It's that thing.
That's my dad's car.
Yep.
That was a hot car.
It was a hot car. There were only like 500 made or something like that. You know, he was like, it's a limited edition thing. Yeah, it was the black one.
Quick text. Oh, my God. I was just telling my kids about AOL CDs last night. This is because my kid's soccer coach still has an AOL.com email. LOL. Lydia in Pittsburgh. Thanks.
Oh.
Listen on Odyssey. Please tell us your name and what you're listening on.
Yeah. Name and what you're listening on, please.
A doctor says one body part on a man can predict the thing that, you know, often is wondered about. A lady might wonder. Well, a man could wonder too, I guess.
Oh, sure. Is it your ears?
A doctor said there's one body part that predicts a person's size.
Feet?
It's not your feet.
Is it your nose?
And it's not your hands. This tidbit of information adds to it being shared. That's a very clunky sentence.
This would be a pretty good quiz.
It is, in fact, though, your nose.
Your nose. I've heard that. People with a big honker.
Oh, Vinny. Oh.
Congratulations, Vinny. You must have a gigantic.
say
Adrian Brody is.
The revealing body part. Oh. Can you look at a man's hands and feet to determine his size? Pop culture would have us believing that you could go around looking at hands and feet and you'd know, but that's not the case. They say from a study way back in 2015 through 2019.
Oh, many years of studying this.
Yeah. They determined that your schnoz is the indicator of size. So now you know, ladies, when you're at the club, you're looking for a guy with a beak. Yeah.
Hands and feet can be an indicator, though, for sure.
You've noticed that?
Well, the one dude, you know, the one?
I don't.
The point, laugh, and leave. I realized after the fact, I'm like, I think he might be in like a men's size 7 shoe and teeny little hands. And I was like, I should look for that. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. This is the boy you were making out with.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he unveiled or were you grabbing? How did that go?
I don't know, somehow it was revealed. It was,
and then you laughed and pointed and said, I gotta go home.
I didn't like laugh and point. I was like, oh my God, is that for real?
And then you didn't.
Oh, such a terrible moment.
And you said, can I go home?
And then my friend Danny and his girlfriend were making out in the front seat. And I'm like, hey, I gotta go. I got a big day tomorrow. It's time to go.
I have a question.
By the way, he did have a kid later, so clearly.
Is it possible, you and your judginess, is it possible, and how old were you guys?
I was probably 19.
So maybe he hadn't grown yet. Is that possible?
I think he was well into his 20s. I did find out later that there's an actual thing, which I feel bad when I talk about it, because there's an actual situation that some men have called micropenis. It's a true thing.
They say here by 18, the end of high school for most boys, your size is set.
That's, yeah. Don't quit hoping.
And stop using mom's credit card to buy whatever gummies they're selling at the.
Right. Or that device that was in all the porn.
Not going to do it.
The pump.
The pump, right. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. Mm. Anyway, so the nose, everyone. The nose knows. All and right. Now you know.
Be looking for the nose.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Feel the love, Taylor fans. I got an interview with Travis Kelce that's very charming.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.